So word on the streets, you're a bird hunter.
They don't call me Alberto for nothing.
Sorry, did you say your name was Alberto?
Get your girl. It's Alberto.
Hey, you know who it is. The Jesus vs. Mero show. It's your boy, Jesus Nice, a.k.a. Young Chipotle. Pocket stay fat like Terrio. I see you keeping it 100. Stay right, dog. One.
Hey, what up? It's Killer Mike checking in at NappyAfro.com. Make sure you keep it 100. One sound rap game, bang, bang, bang. Run the jewels on food, and I'm gone. Yeah.
What color are these people?
They are niggas.
Oh, shit.
NappyAfro.com.
You are now listening to the dopest podcast on the Nappy Afro Network. This is the Frocast presented to you by NappyAfro.com, episode 366. It's your boy King Germ, aka the People's Champ, aka the most electrifying motherfucking in the podcasting today, aka the next door neighbor of Danny Tanner, aka LeBron Flames, aka the King of the Lames, aka the illegitimate son of Carl Weathers, aka Germ Cena, aka Pod Strickland, aka Fat Sajak, aka the Brooks Bandit, aka Tom Shady, aka Mr. Sensible Shoes, aka Bill Goldberg in the bedroom, aka ASAP Stocky, aka the best there is, the best there was, the best there ever will be, aka the Pod Father, aka I am the Frocast, aka the Black Jesse Ventura, aka Rowdy Potty Piper, and the last aka the Black Bob Backlund. I'm now joined by my elegant co-host, the problematic, yet well-spoken, the thrifty, the always-be-shopping, Queen Germ. Queen Germ, say what's up to the people.
What's up, people? It's your girl, Queen Germ, a.k.a. Miss Savannah, a.k.a. I'm educated yet ignorant, a.k.a. the queen of QVC, a.k.a. bipolar mom, a.k.a. I hear no one, a.k.a. a lot of crass with a dab of class, a.k.a. my afro is my halo. And my favorite AKA of them all, they finally let me get a t-shirt this summertime. I need y'all to go wild with it, people. Going to get your damn shirts. Your grade is your motherfucking grade. And I'm in the building.
Queen Germ in the building, everybody. Like always, don't forget to like, comment, subscribe. Wherever this, you see the Frocast on any podcast reader. And we own like 20 of them. So there's no excuse for you not to be getting your weekly dose of the Frocast. So look up podcast readers. Look up the Frocast. Find us. Don't forget, we got the voicemail. You can call at 347-201-2572. Leave us a voicemail. We'll play it on the show. We got our Patreon. We can become a supporter of the site and all things Nappy Afro. You can join for as little as a dollar. We can get exclusive content, get a Frocast a little early, and a whole bunch of other little goodies. It pays to be a member of the Patreon. Just going to let y'all know that. And don't forget, the easiest way you can support the site is if you share our content, you tell a friend, you go on somebody's phone, you look up, go on their podcast app, subscribe to the Frocast on their phone. If they, you know, whatever phone they got, find a friend. Matter of fact, this is the Find a Friend challenge this week. Find a friend, you go on their phone, you subscribe to the Frocast on their phone, random strangers, go in the Apple Store and do it. It don't fucking matter. We want the Frocast everywhere.
Okay.
So the Find a Friend challenge this week, find a friend, subscribe to the Frocast on their phone, and then just give them their phone back. If anybody lets you touch their phone these days.
Yeah, don't catch no charges.
Yeah. But other than that, man, enough panderings out the way. How was your week?
Pretty good, I guess.
Pretty good, you guess? Okay.
Just well, pretty good. I had an interesting encounter. Went into the, you know, our computer has been down for a while. You know, it was in a repair shop. So I went to the repair shop today because I was told that the computer was available for pickup. So get to the repair shop, and then the people tell me that my job hadn't paid the bill yet. So I was a little blowed. So I said, well, you know, the lady said, well, I have to contact the person, blah, 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 see where the PO is. So I went to my car, sat in my car for like 50 minutes, I guess. And so, I mean, the lady never called me. So I said, you know, let me just check on it to see what's happening because I've been sitting out here for a while. And so get back in the store, and the lady is now interviewing somebody, but she never called me back. And I said, we confirmed my number and everything, you know, before I walked out, told her what I was doing. And so the person who is now helping me is a guy, and so he looked it up. He told me, well, she said that the people are going to get back to her. I said, yeah, but if I didn't get out my car, you know, I guess I would still be sitting there.
Yeah.
And, you know, he apologized, and I was just like, I mean, it's fine or whatever.
Yeah, my time's not worth any money, but go ahead.
Yeah, but, you know, it is what it is at this point. So now that I have the update, I'm going on to work. But before I leave the store, the guy was like, you know, asking me what my name was. I tell him, and the person, I guess, you know, he was surprised by my last name, a white customer in the other lane. Getting checked in.
Yeah, because you don't meet too many black people with the last name Minkowski, but go ahead.
Yeah, but whatever that is. They looked over like, you know, okay, she
Wow, she's a Minkowski? Wow.
Has this nappy black hair.
Her last name's Minkowski.
And so he looking crazy. And so, but as he's looking crazy checking at me, I see you at the corner of my eye because I'm always watching. The young lady asked him, is there a password on your computer? Because, you know, if they have to do the work, they're going to have to open up the computer or whatever. So he said, yes, it's a password on there. So he says, my password is KKK, blah, 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 blah. I look at you now. What the fuck is going on? Like, you looking at me by my last name? What the fuck is going on with you?
No. My daughter's name is Kim. My wife.
And that's exactly what it is. I said, and that's how you know something wrong with you. It's suspicious. Because why would I have to then explain why
look.
Is my password KKKL35. So I'm trying, I mean, because I didn't do a whole body turn around. I just was looking like, okay, that's what we're doing over here. And then he said, oh, all three of my daughter's names begins with K's. But yeah, y'all chose that too. So,
you knew what was gonna happen.
Exactly. You knew your password was gonna be
three daughters. I bet you wanted three daughters.
Exactly.
K, K, and K.
Exactly. We're gonna make sure. Mm-mm. That's what we're doing over here.
That's what's so, up, man.
Yeah, I had a little interesting, you know, mishap this morning. So,
well, as far as my week, I mean, it's been normal. You know, every day is almost the same. You know, it's just been hot as a motherfucker. The heat index ain't been playing. August ain't hashtag. August ain't no hoe. Goddamn, boy, because motherfuckers been earning their money. Look, I feel sorry for all the people that have to work outside all day long. I'm only outside maybe 3 hours out of my work day. And those 3 hours be fucking hell. And like these last, I mean, the heat index has been like today it was at 113. Like at 7 o'clock, the shit was still like 107. And that's too motherfucking hot. So,
yeah,
I'm glad to be in semi in air condition. You know what I'm saying? You know, the Nappy Afro Studios hot as fuck. That's why shows be so good because it be hot as fuck in the Nappy Afro Studios.
I guess so because it is hot, period.
Yes, sir. And it's even hotter in the studios. We do have something special to talk about this week. One of our biggest supporters, Short T, wanted us to try the Impossible Burger, a Whopper, at Burger King. And he wants us to try this burger and let y'all know what we think. So I went to Burger King tonight, got two Impossible Whoppers. I got them the way that I would normally get my Whopper. No onions, no tomatoes. Got queen germs, no pickle, no tomatoes. You know what I'm saying? The way she likes hers. And we tried the burger. First bite, what'd you think?
Somebody lying. This is not no damn veggie burger.
You don't think so? I mean, because when I bit into it.
I can't tell the difference.
When I bit into it, and I was just like, I mean, it tastes just like regular. Maybe Burger King been selling us Impossible meat all the time.
And it's not meat then.
You know what I'm saying? Maybe Burger King has been doing this to us for a while now. And they're like, nigga, it's the same shit. Because when I bit into it, I was like, this tastes just like a Whopper. I let the kids try it.
And they fighting over
it. The kids fighting over it. Like, yo, no, I want the rest of it. I was like, damn, bro. Like,
yeah, like flip a coin. But
you know what I'm saying? So everybody enjoyed the Impossible Whopper. Like, I'm be honest with you. I would order it again.
Yeah. And you know? I didn't expect that. I really didn't.
I wasn't either. I was expecting some sawdust tasting, like something horrible. I was expecting something horrible, but I was fucking delighted. And I was just like, I even asked my son, who's an anti-vegetable, just like his mother. And I was like, would you order this again? He was like, yeah. He said, I would. And so I was just like, you know, that ain't a bad deal.
I need to test it, though, because I need to know that that's not real meat. Because that, whatever it is, like you said, either they've been feeding us this all along.
Yes, they probably been giving us.
It tastes like it's no different.
It tastes just like a regular Whopper. Like, I promise you, it tastes just like a regular Whopper. I mean, nothing different. It didn't have an aftertaste. Nope. None of that. You know what I'm saying? Because I got it just like I get my Whopper. And I couldn't, like, if you wrap that burger up in a regular Whopper paper, I wouldn't have known the difference. Mm-hmm.
I mean, even looking at the patty. The patty didn't look different.
It looked just like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it might look a little bit better. But it wasn't bad at all. Yeah. Like, I would order it again. Like, I totally ordered it again. Like, you know, if my son want a, you know, fast food alternative, you can get this Impossible Burger. You can get
that's
this one.
That's the only thing you can get.
Yeah. Like, if that's what you want to eat, then that's what, you know, you want to eat fast food, you're going to get this Impossible meat. And so maybe, like I said, that might have opened me up to trying more vegan dishes that mimic real, you know, the authentic food, what I'm talking about, because it's still real food, but, you know, the authentic dish. You know, I don't know about the vegan ribs and stuff. You know what I'm saying? I just don't know if you can replicate that. You know, I'm seeing these vegan barbecue ribs that's not ribs, but it's something else. And it looked like it, but it just, I don't think you can, you know, I don't, you know, maybe if you grill anything, it tastes good. I don't know. But I've eaten grilled vegetables. I never, that's the only thing I'm eating, zucchini. I went to Jim's house one day and he had grilled some. And I tried them and I was like, damn, zucchini ain't that bad. You know what I'm saying? And so then now I eat zucchini. But I will still not eat squash. I will not eat squash. I don't give a fuck.
I mean, it's the same people.
No, it's not. No, it's not. It, it's the same family. Yeah, you're right. Yeah. You're right. But I just, it just, it's squash don't taste like zucchini. Maybe it does.
It does to me.
I mean, you think all vegetables taste like dirt.
Yeah, they do.
You know, that's your thing. So,
they taste like
yeah,
dirt.
So out of a five, one to five, one being the worst, five being the best, what would you give the Impossible Whopper?
A six.
A six?
Because it was, I mean, like, it was...
And yours wasn't even hot.
It wasn't. But it was, I mean, it was really good for what it's supposed to be.
Yeah.
Like, if you tell me that that's not, I mean, and it probably has no health value. What is it?
I mean, it's like
soy,
coconut oil, stuff like that. You know, you can look up, see what's in it. Don't do that.
I might gross myself out. Yeah.
Let's see what's in it.
Negative six.
Let's see what's in this burger. Impossible Burger. Impossible Whopper. That's what it's called. Ingredients. I want to... What's in it? All right. It's just like Classic Whopper, made with an Impossible patty. What's in the patty? Mostly soy protein, potato protein, coconut oil, sunflower oil, and hemi? Hern? H-E-M-E. Whatever it is. So, is it vegan? It comes topped with mayonnaise, so it isn't vegan friendly. So if you get mayonnaise on it, that throws the vegan off. But if you don't get mayonnaise on it, then I guess it's still vegan.
If y'all say so.
But I'm, like I said, out of 1 to 5, I give it a strong 4.5, you know what I'm saying? Almost a 5, you know what I'm saying? Because it exceeded my expectations. And I like I said, I can't say anything bad about it. I would recommend it to anyone. So I'm challenging y'all out there. If you think you try the Impossible Whopper. You know what I'm saying? You getting the cosign from King Germ and Queen Germ.
Cause I don't like nothing.
Yeah, yeah. Listen, if you understand who Queen Germ was, like she don't eat no vegetables. She like lima beans. Like I don't understand that. Like
and okra.
Like not fried okra. Slimy ass okra.
Okra
soup.
You said slimy, like it's in tomatoes.
That's the slimy, but that's the slimy okra. Like when you cook it gets slimy. You know, like when you fry it up, you need the slimy.
Nobody eats it like that. Everybody eats it with okra and tomatoes all fried or something. But it's all good.
Yeah, but you know, she like the weird vegetables but won't eat carrots. And she acts like a 9 year old to get her to eat vegetables. She holds her nose and chews it up real fast and it's hilarious. It's hilarious. But, yeah, so we are fans of the Impossible Whopper.
Big fans.
Shout out to Short T for making us step out of our comfort zone and try something we never would have tried. Never, ever, ever, ever would have tried. So props to Short T for making us, you know, getting us to step out of our comfort zone. And I'm going to say it's a winner. I'm giving it the King Germ stamp of approval. Try out the Impossible Whopper. If you don't like Burger King, you don't like Whoppers, you probably won't like it. But if you go to Burger King and you like their meats and their burgers and shit, try the Impossible Whopper. You know, just to switch it up sometime. You know what I'm saying? You want a lighter lunch in these hot ass days or something like that. You don't want no groggy ass beef on your stomach and you know what I'm saying? But, you know, I would try it again.
I mean, it was really good and I really think, I mean, especially with my children co-signing it, it's a winner for me, period. Because I'm like, these niggas don't never want to eat nothing that's
right.
Nothing
is right for them.
I mean, now, Boozy will do a lot better than Juan, but yeah. I just feel like, yeah.
Because she took that, she was grubbing.
I'm talking about kids had manners. They raising hands, talking, oh, me.
Yes.
They was trying to get that thing.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay.
Yeah,
so, all right, Burger King.
Well, whatever's in that Impossible meat. Got
yeah,
the
don't tell me though. Don't tell
got
me.
The family on Swole.
Yes.
So shout out to Short T. Shout out to the Impossible Whopper. Y'all go out there and try it. Rich Paul is an agent. Well, and I use air quotes when I say agent, but he's better.
I mean, he got the best person. Yeah,
he runs Clutch Sports Management. And one of his top clients is LeBron James. He's also a friend of LeBron. They met one day when they was like in the airport or somewhere, and Rich had on a Magic Johnson jersey. LeBron seen it, a throwback Magic. LeBron seen it, was like, yo, this shit dope. And he was like, yo, I mean, I sell jerseys. I can get you more jerseys, da-da-da-da-da. And so, boom, that's how the friendship started. And they came out with this rule this week where they were saying that you had to be at least have a bachelor's degree, 3 years of experience, and be certified by the NCAA to be an agent. Where that rule obviously is
because it's some kind of test in order for you to get certified.
Yeah, and that rule was kind of made up for a reason, because it's LeBron and Rich Paul. They kind of like running shit now. And they don't like that. The old guard don't like that these new kids that's not doing it the traditional way, and they don't have the connections. They're not, you know, shaking the right hands, but they out here signing all these deals with these people, making all these people money. They don't want nobody else getting ideas that they can do that too.
Yeah.
So they come up with this little rule, which as of today or yesterday, they changed the rule saying you don't need to have a bachelor's, but you still need to be certified, you know, by the board, NCAA or whatever agency thing. So that they did change the rule, because that rule was kind of like, I mean, what makes you think that, why did I have to go with an agent that you want me to go with? Why can't go with my uncle, you know, let him steal my money? I mean, one of y'all gonna steal my money anyway.
Exactly. So why not be somebody that, I mean,
you know, who I choose, you know what I'm saying? Like, what, me and my friend, you know, I'm the athlete, my friend, you know what I'm saying? He the brains, and he like, look, man, why he can't be my agent? You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't understand why they're making it seem like, do I have to have an agent? Because why can't be my own agent?
Yeah, I can run this thing myself.
Yeah, so, I mean, I just feel like Rich Paul, you know, he has a right to feel the way he did behind it, because it was targeting him and people like him. Not saying black people, but just they don't want people
that... That's what I'm finna
say. Yeah, they don't want people that do what he... That go his route. You know, they want you to...
Because people keep moving the target. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, that's just a thing in this society. And then you can't never get complacent. You never can be comfortable, because they finna try to pull the rug from underneath you. Mm-hmm. Because if you telling me somebody was they were successful, now all of a sudden you want to come and say that here are the things that you have to have. This is the criteria that you have to fulfill in order for you to even get a seat at the table.
Mm-hmm.
That, I mean, to me, that's just crazy, because... You looking at something in this country where we have no governance over so many other entities.
Mm-hmm.
Why is it that now you going to over-regulate a sport? These people making you millions of dollars. I mean, billions of dollars. What is it that you want to say? You want to keep a group of people out. That's all it is. I mean, nobody said nothing about the banks getting over in the housing market. Y'all still ain't dealt with that situation and ain't going to address it. So how the hell are you going to tell somebody that now all of a sudden you got to do all of this stuff to become an agent and be able to deal with these people?
Ever since LeBron and D-Wade and Chris Bosh, when they started deciding their own destiny and they teamed up and they took the power away from the owners, you know what I'm saying? And they gave the power to the players. Like, they was like, nah, don't sign no long deal. Sign a short deal. You don't know if you want to get locked up in this one city for 7, 8, 9 years. Nah, sign a 2-year deal. Get as much money as you can in 2 years. Make them sign it again. And, you know, like, they changed the game. LeBron changed the game. Like, he made the player. He let the player, like, look, know your worth, King. Like, basically, that's what he's telling these NBA players. Like, if you want to think about it, Michael Jordan was only getting paid, like, $2.5 million a year. He never caused a stink. It was, like, 30 players making more money than Michael Jordan. You Michael Jordan. Yeah, you was making your money. They convinced you, oh, you making your money over there with Nike. With don't worry about it. You got endorsements. This, your NBA money, don't worry about it. And so now today, them players not playing that shit. These motherfuckers want to get paid. These players are getting paid $40 million a year, $30 million a year. Like, this shit is ridiculous. Like,
I need some
Magic Johnson signed a 20-year, $20 million contract. Like, his second or third year in the league. 20 years, 20 million. Everybody thought, like, oh, he missed a big shot. He getting $1 million. Nigga, that was 1980. It's 2019 now. These motherfuckers getting $40 million a year. Like, nah. The players.
Lucky for him, he did do something with his money, so he ain't broke. But
oh yeah, he joined Illuminati, and then you know what I'm saying. He did, man. Come on, everybody know, man. Everybody know Magic. Come on, man. The man cured. He got his AIDS cured. Excuse me, his HIV cured.
Yeah, see it right now.
I mean, everything he touches was golden, except for the Lakers. That was the only thing he couldn't. The only time he failed was with the Lakers. You know what I'm saying? So yeah, so shout out to LeBron and Chris Paul for changing the dynamic. Got these motherfuckers scared. Got them motherfucking moonwalking on shit. Hey, I love this shit, bro.
Yeah. I mean, you got to flip it up sometimes because otherwise, you know what I'm saying, you still beating the people in the ground. Like, y'all making millions and billions of dollars. Your kids going to be rich. And you got a nigga out here that's making the money for you. And him and his family, they just got money for now. Mm. You know what I'm saying? Yep. So why is it that you don't feel like these people deserve to have the same things or at least close to what you have? You own a team, but they the talent.
Yeah. Without them, your team is
worthless.
It's worthless. Like, you got a sorry product out there. People not showing up. The value of your team is not there.
Yeah.
You got good players on your team, a successful team, the value goes up. Like, 10 years ago, you probably could have bought the Golden State Warriors for a good deal. 10 years ago.
Yeah.
Now, that shit like worth $2-3 billion. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, 10 years ago, it probably wasn't a third of that. It wasn't a billion. I know that. Uh-huh. You know what I'm saying? It was probably like, you probably got the Warriors 10 years ago for $500 million. They'll throw the stadium in too. Like, you can have all this shit. You know what I'm saying? $500 million get here. Now, shit. But, so yeah, shout out to Rich Paul and the gang, man. We're proud of them boys, man. Like I say, keep your foot on them crackers' necks, man. Keep banging on the cracker, like my dog Mansa Ray say. You know what I'm saying? Blueface.
Bullshit.
Blueface, you know who he is, right?
I don't know who he is. That's Bust Down Thotiana. Okay.
Bust Down Thotiana, him, the rapper. But Blueface has claimed that he has had sex with 1,000 women in the last 6 months. Actually, he came out today, said the number's up to like 1,010. Since the last time. So he's added 10 on it since he made that statement.
Well, he remembered a couple more people.
I mean,
first of all.
So let me ask you a question.
I'm listening, man.
Is he capping or not?
He capping.
Heavy cap.
Because my thing is this.
Big cap.
Major cap.
Colin cap.
However you want to cap it. All I can tell you is this. The numbers don't lie. Uh-huh. So if you tell me in 6 months. Mm-hmm. 6 months is 6 times 30, uh-huh. roughly.
180.
So that's 180.
Okay.
So you got 180 days to smash all these people.
Mm-hmm.
So you got 1,010 now people. Mm-hmm. But when I did my numbers on 1,000, that would give us roughly 5.56 women a day.
Mm-hmm.
So you tell me
five
in
24
hours, you was able to smash 5 to 6 women on any given day.
Now,
you cannot tell me that you busting that many nuts. I'm sorry. Either you own some dope.
Oh, yeah, most definitely.
I mean, but I'm trying to figure out, like, nigga, is you can't be drunk and high all day long.
And make music.
And make music and fuck people. Cause
he got two girlfriends. Remember, we talked about him. He the one that had the two girlfriends.
Yeah,
but
that's my point.
So that's slowing you down if you got two girlfriends.
Thank you. Because if you got 1,000 hoes, you ain't got time for two girlfriends. Mm. So I'm not understanding. It's a mystery in there. Because, I mean, I'm going to need a nigga to rest on the Sabbath or something. Because you telling me you having sex for 180 days. And in this time for number one, you can't. I mean, what do you have? A ticket puncher? Something to keep counting these niggas? Ain't no way in the world.
He might make them sign little forms.
Ain't no way in the world you keeping up with all these people. So how did you come up with this number? You generated this number out of the air. It felt like you had sex with 1,000 people. Hey. But you ain't had sex with no 1,000 people. Ain't no way in the world.
If Blueface said, I believe
24 hours in a day.
Hey, that's a lot
so
of
So that's
fucking.
Telling me every 5 hours you doing it to somebody. Oh, you got all 5 of them together because you so suave that you able to have 2 girlfriends living in the same house.
Mm-hmm.
So you got 5 women that's laid up in your bed at one time for you to get this 5-minute nut off on all
of
them.
So if he rotates, so if he had, he, it's
when
possible.
When is he sleeping?
Between fucks.
Child, you said nobody doing all that.
You said that's like 5. You said every 5
almost every 5 hours.
So if every 5 hours he fucks something, he can get sleep in there, take him a little 2-hour nap, power nap, you know, regenerate
who
for the next one.
Who is doing that? That is not logical for somebody to do
some push-ups
every day for 180 days. Not possible.
Not
possible.
It's just like.
Not possible.
Man.
I could give him 200. 1,000, I can't see it.
I mean, it's 2019, bro.
I promise you.
He probably got like a line of women. Like, he probably just had like six girls on the bed, all of them, with their booty now. He just go down the line, just tap, tap.
And nobody
tap,
don't
tap.
Want that. Nobody wants that.
Listen.
You don't Queen even Jern. Have enough money to Queen pay Jern. 1,000 people to have sex.
Queen Jern. It's some wild people out here these days that'll do anything for clout. So I seen a video the other day. This girl let a nigga dump a bucket of chitlins on her head just for the skit. Like, he did a skit, like, yo, he tried to holler at her and she dissed him. So he took a bucket of chitlins and dumped it on her head. I said, now, what in the fuck? Like, I know this shit fake. Cause ain't nobody walking around with, if somebody standing 3 feet from you with a bucket of open chitlins, you gonna like, whoa.
Yeah,
like, I'm not talking to you, nigga. You smell like shit right now. Like, what the fuck?
Perhaps.
And so you dump these bucket of chitlins on this girl's head, and then I just like, so if you are willing to let a nigga dump chitlins on your head, you willing to fuck Blueface for nothing.
I mean, I don't see it. I don't care. I don't care.
R. Kelly fucking girls for McDonald's food and shit.
Okay, but that's the thing. You a legend. Hey, so, Mar...
Blueface a legend to these kids.
Okay, even if he is, my point is, who is? I mean, you can, your dick can't be up long enough to have sex with
That's
five people.
And
it ain't that much a damn pill in all the world. Your kidney is bad in 6 months if you is fucking five people.
You know he gonna die in 5 years. He understands this. He gonna overdose on drugs in 5 years. Like, he's gonna, like, once the money gone and he can't, he walk around with tattoos on his face, $100 bills, and he ain't got no more money. Like, that's when you kill yourself. Like, you know what I'm saying? You start slowly killing yourself by doing all these abusing drugs. And next thing you know, Blueface be sucking dick in fucking
on the streets of LA. Because I'm not okay with that.
His numbers gonna get real high then.
I'm gonna need him not to be. I mean, my thing is, it's just not possible. I'm not buying it. He's capping, and that's what I got to say.
Because I know my homeboy used to claim that if he didn't have sex, like, so every so often, he'd get sick. And I promise you, he would get sick. That shit was so weird. Like, if he ain't had none in like 2 weeks or something, the motherfucker get sick. I ain't never seen nothing like that. Like, but he was like, yo, bro, if I don't get none, I get sick, bro. And man, I literally get sick for not getting no pussy.
Well.
And that shit wild.
I don't have those problems.
Oh, so you ever wild out and anything like that?
Nah.
Okay, you better not admit it to me.
I mean, I ain't never do nothing to me.
I done heard stories. I was reading online. This is a story from that site. Girl said she had sex with like 3 dudes or 4 dudes in a 32-hour span or something. It was some shit like that. I was like, damn, boy, that pussy was yanking, boy.
You was like,
bouncing from here to there. Like, damn, like, that's a lot. So just think, Blueface said he doing 5 in a day. 5.5 in a 24-hour span.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
So, I mean, I mean, like I said,
he fucking
at
midnight going into the next day.
Yeah, and ain't nobody doing that.
Damn.
I mean, like I said, you can say you had one wild night. I give you 6 people in one night. One day. But you not finna tell me that you did this consistently for 180 days. That's where you lose me at.
I remember one time I had to lie to my boys and said I hit 2 girls in one day. Because this was during that time when me and you was high in our relationship. So, you know, I left your house and I went and parked your car like on the backside of the apartment complex and just walked back to your house. And so the next day they see me, they're like, yo, how'd it go? I was like, oh yeah, man, you know, I smashed. They're like, 2 girls in a day, boy, you that nigga, boy, da 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 da. And I was in my head thinking,
you probably did that for real.
Y'all niggas just don't know the two was the same girl. Like,
move my car somewhere else and went to somebody else's house in the neighborhood.
Stop it. Yeah, yours. Yeah. Anyway.
So have you ever done that before?
No. Why would I do that? That's weird.
Why is it? Wake up with somebody in the morning and go to bed with somebody else?
I've only had sex with 3 women. So, therefore.
Okay, so we're going to pretend this is true. So, moving right along. So we're no longer telling the truth here.
So I only had sex with 3 women. So okay. If that's the case, then yeah. No, I've never. And these 3 spaced out, so there's no way possible that could ever happen. So, you know. So no, I've never wilded out and did no wild crazy stuff like that.
I don't believe you, but
I'm just telling you. I'm not,
I mean,
so
I mean,
shout out to Blueface.
Yeah, shout out to Blueface for
whether he's capping or not.
He's capping.
I believe it. Blueface.
You can believe whatever you
want. I believe you.
I don't.
I believe you.
I know your mother is not pleased.
Hey, man. She happy. As long as the checks keep coming in.
Yeah, she in there fighting about the women in the two women in the house.
Yeah, because the money.
She sure ain't trying to fool with you fucking old 1,000 women. How many people, if you didn't do nothing but buy the niggas pizza and chicken.
Damn.
You had to buy damn pizza and chicken for 1,000 women.
Yeah.
You had to feed them at least.
Hey, ain't that but $4,000?
Listen.
Four for four.
No.
All the way across the board.
Ain't nobody getting no four for four.
Hey, He probably like, yo, I'm Blueface. I like Wendy's. And then the girls date. Okay, that's cool. I take a 4 for $4. And he's in there like, these dumb bitches. Like, ah, oh, got him.
I mean, ain't no way in the world nobody eating no damn 4 for $4.
Hey, man. You'd be surprised these days, man. I'm not eating a 4 for $4. I'm a big girl. I can't fuck with that. Beezy has told me stories. What these girls out here doing on the single market.
You know what they're
doing. Waffle House.
You know what they're doing on the single market. You try to put Beezy in it.
I'm just saying, I don't know. I ain't single.
I don't know what you doing when I ain't here. I've been going a lot this summer.
And I've been right here in this garage all summer.
Mm-hmm.
In the house.
Moving right along.
I ain't went nowhere. Only time I've been out of town, I think I was with you.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe.
If because I ain't went nowhere but Savannah.
Exactly. If you say so. I don't know what you did. Like I said, I was going 3 times this summer.
Okay.
Four times.
Interesting.
That's right. Interesting.
Yeah.
Moving right along.
Yes, let's move right along. I want to talk about a list I saw, since the list is still crazy. I saw a list put on, Amber Rose posted on her page. And in this list, they were naming the top 12 hoes of all time. The top 12 hoes, greatest hoes of all time.
Oh, okay, greatest.
The top 12 greatest hoes of all time. Now, I'm going to go down this list 12 to 1. 12 being, you know, ranked the lowest, and 1 being the greatest hoe. And then I'm going to let you know my problems with this list once I get through. Number 12 is Angelina Jolie. And, I mean, she was nasty. Now, I remember one time, I always think she's nasty because they rode up to, like, the MTV Music Awards. And she was like, yeah, me and him just finished having sex in the car. And I was like, ugh, that's nasty, bitch. Like, you going to sit in this award show with your fucking frothy pussy? Like, ugh, that's nasty. So, Angelina Jolie, number 12. Number 11, Blueface. Shout out to Blueface. He made the list. Number 10, Peter Guns. Rightfully so. Number 9, Kim Kardashian. Think she's a tad bit low, but you know, number 9.
Nah, they done got carried away now. The Lord is not pleased.
Number 8 is Mary Magdalene. Who is that?
In the Bible?
Oh, she from the Bible. Wasn't she a hoe in the Bible?
The people didn't put her out there like
that. They said she was a loose woman or something.
She might have been loose, but I don't think these people know enough about the Lord for them to even say nothing like this.
Mary Magdalene, number 8.
She been converted. She got to see Jesus. Ain't no way in the world y'all can put her down as a hoe. I'm sorry.
Number 7 is Sin Santana. Funny about this list. They read this list on the Joe Budden podcast, but they took out this name. 7. They told everybody else's name, but didn't say number 7 list. Maybe because that was Joe Budden baby mama. But still, you know, if you're going to talk about it, talk about it. But saying, yeah, you got a lot of rappers under your belt, so I don't know about all-time hoe. No. You know, maybe last 10 years, probably. Number 6, Elizabeth Taylor. I mean, come on, man. Like, I mean, she let Michael Jackson hit, so yeah, she might be a hoe. Number 5 is Pinky. Why is Pinky on this list?
Because that's what she did as a profession, I guess.
Pinky was, yeah, she was a porn star, not a whore.
You don't know that.
It's a difference. Like, you know what I'm saying?
I mean, I know she's one of your favorite porn
stars.
That's
her job. Like, she was just doing her job. Like,
she was doing her job, all right.
Yeah, so I don't understand why Pinky on this. Number 4, Melania Trump. I mean, self-explanatory. Number 3, Amber Rose. I mean,
she should be number 1.
That's what she was saying. Amber Rose said, this is bullshit. I've worked my entire life for this. Put in my blood, sweat, and tears. I've had slut walks and even 2 different baby daddies, and I still can't get the number 1 host spot? Damn. Shaking my head. Outrage. And number 2 is Blac Chyna. Yes, rightfully so. Still don't think she should have been higher than Amber Rose, but, you know, it is what it is. Number 1, Christina Milian. I
didn't know what she had going on.
I thought she was, you know, a kept woman or something, you know, but I ain't know she was getting it down like that. My question with this list is, where the fuck is Superhead?
They done forgot about her, that's all.
Superhead is the reason why these women are able, why we know the Blac Chynas, the Amber Roses, the Sin Santanas, the Kim Kardashians. Because back in the day, the video girls used to be just video girls. They didn't have a name. You didn't know.
Yeah.
We used to call them, oh, the girl from the such and such video. The girl from, we didn't know that. Now they got names. You like, oh, that's Blac Chyna. That's Amber Rose. That's Superhead. That's more video. You know, you know the names. The Bria Mileses. The, you know, the whatever. Like, they got names now. You know what I'm saying? They used to have a name. And that's because of Superhead. So for her to be omitted from this list is a travesty.
Is it?
Because she is the number 1. I mean, she fucked, like, grade, like what they call it, C-list celebrity. Like, she was fucking, like, D-list celebrities. Cool G Rap. You ever heard of him?
Yeah.
You ever heard of Eddie Winslow?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I ain't even calling him by his real name. I called him Eddie Winslow. She was fucking the nigga from Steve Harvey Show. The black dude, too. Like, I'm just naming some of the D-list dick she was sucking. Fucking Superhead.
Well, he was loving her.
Oh, yeah. Like, they made a rap there. I got a bitch named Superhead. She gives Superhead. Moved it to the building. She even gave the Superhead. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, she been immortalized in songs. Jay-Z, Method Man, Puffy. Like, every rapper. How is she not on the list?
They forgot. The people forgot.
See,
about
that's how you forget about the pioneer for this shit. Like, she pioneered all the video vixens. They even changed the name to Video Vixens. Instead of video hoes. You know what I'm saying?
It means something to you.
Yeah, they're video vixens. Like, you know what I'm saying? No, it's just that's amazing. That's a talent. That, you know what I'm saying?
Is it?
I mean, they make
it's a talent.
That's what they call it.
I mean, people let all kind of stuff go viral and stuff. They don't make it something that's to be done.
I mean, but that's what people have aspirations of being video girls, and then now it's turned into modeling. Like, you know, anybody with a camera now is a model, but you know, I'm the maker of this list. You need to redo this and put Superhead on there. I know
she got to be on there somewhere.
She got to be on there. She got to be in the top two. And she not two. You know what I'm saying? Like,
I'm done.
Yeah, she got to be. And so, you know, redo that list. So that was one thing I want to talk about. Speaking of Blueface and tying it all into everything.
Yeah.
So moving on, we got this cop in Georgia, I believe.
No, he is not. He is in South Carolina, Clinton, South Carolina.
Okay.
The student went to
Georgia Southern. He's Georgia a quarterback Southern. Of the football team.
Yes. One of my Eagles.
Yes.
We fly high.
Oh, yeah. Speaking of flying high.
We fly high.
This kid gets pulled over for speeding. And in the midst of his speeding, the cop sees something on his hood of his car. And the cop tested it.
So he said.
Yeah, and it turns out that it tested positive for cocaine. And so the kid gets suspended, and his name is Shea Wirtz. He's been, you know, the kid gets, he was pulled over by police for speeding in Clinton, South Carolina. While sitting in the back of a patrol car, officers found white stuff on the hood. The officer claimed the substance tested positive for cocaine. Wirtz was arrested, charged with possession of cocaine, and suspended from the Georgia Southern football team. August 8th, prosecutors announced the charges were dropped after test results proved the substance was not cocaine. It was bird poop. Now, let me ask you a question. If I see something dried up and white on the hood of a car, 9 times out of 10, I'm going to think it's cocaine. I'm just going to be honest with you. I'm just going to believe.
I'm not.
Yeah, because I'm just like, yo, it got to be cocaine on the hood of your car. This dried up white shit, it's got to be cocaine.
It can be. Like
it has to be.
I mean,
and what else could it be? What else could
bird
it be?
Poop. But my
Why
thing
would a
is
bird
this,
poop on a car? Like, it's
they
not
do
like a car's
all
outside.
Day long. And the thing is, the crazy part about it is the young man kept insisting that it was bird poop.
Yes.
So when you got this information from the guy, what would be the thing that stopped you from making sure that you weren't making a mistake with somebody? Now, to me, here we go again with the bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
It's no reason in this world you got to be that fucking stupid. Like, you can't tell me that you were able to pass a test to become a police officer, but you do not know the difference between cocaine and bird poop.
Let me ask you a question real quick. If you're into sniffing cocaine, why would you sniff it off the hood of your car?
Why would it be left on the hood of your car? If I'm into smoking anything, I'm getting all of the thing. You may see
some residue.
Most times
I see movies, I see people sniffing on mirrors and flat surfaces. Not
if
I'm going
to climb on top of my car.
Yeah, I mean, you might even sniff some off some titties or something like that. If you're wilding out, you know, I've seen people.
You wouldn't know nothing about it.
No. I've seen people sniff coke out of their asses and stuff, like crazy stuff.
You seen them or you?
Okay. Well, not witnessed it. I've seen it. There's a difference.
Okay.
But never have I ever seen somebody sniff some coke off the hood of a car. It just don't sound like that's ideal.
Nah.
The wind might blow your coke away, because I think you got to make little rails and everything.
You sound a little bit too short.
I just don't understand why you would think somebody is taking bumps off the hood of a car.
I need them to know that shit.
If I'm speeding, give me my ticket for speed.
Exactly. Don't come over here trying to make
up
something.
Now you're looking for some shit. You're looking for some shit. Like, if I'm just speeding, give me my ticket.
I mean, and then that's the thing. Nobody need to go to Clinton, South Carolina. South Carolina, period, if you can help it. But there's a couple of decent places there. But for the most part, it is.
Well, I take it back. Wherever 12 Cal from is a decent place. And, yeah. But other than that, man, South Carolina, man, No, man. So
I mean, and that's some bullshit, because how do you decide that you gonna take somebody downtown on the suspicion that they got cocaine and it is bird poo? Like, you can see bird poo for a mile away. I mean, you done been seeing bird poo your whole life.
I wanna know, like, why ain't nobody else say, like, hey, bro, you don't think that's bird shit on the hood?
Yeah, like,
no, it's cocaine. It's cocaine, man. That's cocaine. I know what cocaine look like on the hood. That's cocaine. It tested positive for cocaine. Bruh, you must have cocaine on your motherfucking fingers.
Exactly.
When you tested that shit.
That's exactly how it
is. Your ass was high if you thought that was motherfucking cocaine on this young man's hood, man. No way in the world.
I mean, it's not possible. Not possible.
So shout out to the young man. I'm glad you got your job back. Hated you had to go through this. I sue the fuck out of the town. But guess what?
I know I would, but...
But guess what? His old nice ass...
Let the people ride.
Talk about some... He not... Let me see.
I mean, the man told him to put his leg in that car, and he was about to probably knock him up.
Yeah, he said, the officer approached him and asked, what's that white stuff on the front of your hood, man? He replied, bird shit.
Yeah. I mean.
Hey, man, but, you know, him being a black man, driving, speeding, you know, he got to have cocaine on his car.
Exactly. There's no other way.
The nigga said, I have no reason to lie about cocaine. I play football, sir. I don't do cocaine. Listen, man, that was a bad lie. Because he was like, Michael Irvin goddamn showing up, do a bunch of goddamn cocaine.
Don't do that.
Leon Lett did cocaine. Shit, the whole fucking Dallas Cowboy team in 93-95 was on motherfucking cocaine, son. They ain't telling me shit. So
I'm done with you.
Yeah, but I think he said he wasn't going to sue them or something.
But he should have.
He said, Jones has advised Works. Jones said the prosecutors, this is his lawyer. Why is your lawyer telling you, advising you not to seek a public apology from the Saluda County Sheriff's Office?
They got you on the damn body cam with you. You know what I'm saying?
They dropped the drug charge but kept the speeding charge. The least you could do is drop my ticket.
You drop all that because you done lied and gave me some old fictitious charge to begin with.
He said, oh my gosh, this is his lawyer. They had a pretty credible basis for pursuing and ultimately stopping him, and that is speeding, Jones said. Then they didn't do anything wrong by attempting to collect evidence or what they saw as evidence, even though they had no basis from looking at him and looking at the inside of his car to think that he was transporting drugs.
Wow. I mean, they have this man's gym bags on top of his car. So y'all was searching for something to take him in for.
I'm suspended from team activities and all this shit. Like,
and you done put this shit out there somewhere. Other people know about it.
Yeah.
So now I'm over here. I got to defend myself over some bullshit.
Yeah, in the court of public opinion, this is some bullshit. So, Saluda County Sheriffs, y'all my fucking losers for that bullshit. And buddy, you my loser. I'm glad you got off, but you my loser for not seeking a public apology. Like, the motherfuckers could at least drop your speeding ticket, if anything. You know, drop a speeding ticket. Like, if you don't want a public apology, I don't want to have to pay y'all for it. Because you're going to have to pay for that speeding ticket, young man. Like, if they don't drop it, you're going to have to pay whatever you was doing.
Whatever
so,
that fine is.
Nigga, you better get a public apology and get that shit dropped. If you was a real nigga, but, you know.
Apparently not.
Yeah, but you know.
I mean, you the quarterback. You trying to keep your spot. You don't want to ruffle the people's feathers because you think the people in Statesboro going to feel some type of way if you come against the little Clinton, South Carolina folks.
Oh, I just want to say fuck Georgia Southern because they beat Florida one year when we was badly beaten up, and that was the greatest win in their school history. But it was a down. It was a bad time for us. So I just want to remind her to say that it's always fuck GSU over here.
Whatever, not over here.
Yeah.
Not over here.
Because that day right there, I couldn't believe it. Even Queen Jern thought they was going to lose. When she came home and found out they won, she was just like, what? What?
I
was
and
just
like, represent.
I was like, this is the worst day of my life. I couldn't believe this
and
shit.
And represent.
Moving Niggas along. Lizzo, you ever heard of her?
Yes, you know I have.
Okay.
That's my nigga.
Okay, Lizzo, you know what I'm saying? She made a tweet that she deleted. I hate when people tweet and then delete once they say some shit. Stand behind your shit, because, you know what I'm saying, I'm speaking on a deleted tweet right now because I feel like you have, you know what I'm saying, some, you know, you got some rocks in your court. She said, sometimes I get pissed that there are people who call Future and Sway Lee rappers and still question whether or not I belong in the rap conversation. But then I remember I have the number four song in the country, laugh, go back to my dream job, and log off. And then she said, I forgot that the internet is not the place for my emotions anymore. I love everybody. Good night. And then she deleted the tweet. Not before people screenshot and put it out there. So my question is, if you consider Future a rapper, if you consider Sway Lee a rapper, which these guys, you know, Sway sings a lot, sings raps, that little weird thing that it started, R. Kelly started, you know what I'm saying? You know, he's fathered Nelly and all these, R. Kelly and Nelly. He fathered a couple of kids, but he played daddy to a lot of women. But yeah.
I'm done.
Yeah, so would you consider Lizzo a rapper?
I do.
Yes, you got to.
I mean, she's very credible. I mean, she does her thing. Like, I don't see what the problem is. Yeah. Everybody got a different style. It might not be the traditional rap. But she's definitely a rapper.
Yeah, with rap being the pop music now, it's so many different variations of rap. That, you know what I'm saying? Like, you got, I mean, singing rap. Like, you got a whole bunch. Like, whatever you interpretate hip-hop is, and that's the way you put it out there, that's what it is. And if Lizzo wants to be a rapper, Lizzo's a rapper. Because, A, she raps on her song. You know, even though it's a sing-songy type rap, it's still rapping. It ain't singing, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? So you got to consider her a rapper and put her in that category.
You got to. I mean, you got to give respect for the art now.
Yeah.
You can't just be like, oh, just because you don't want to call it rap, that it ain't rap. I mean, nah, she a rapper.
Yeah. Chris Brown do the same. I mean, Chris Brown sings, but he does the little singing rap thing sometimes. I'm a boy from West VA. You know me, the little singing shit he be doing.
Yeah.
I'm a country boy from Tappahannock. VA and something.
Okay,
like,
moving on.
You know what I'm saying? That little shit, you know, that R. Kelly started. And Nelly, all them cats. I mean, that was a big jump from R. Kelly and Nelly, them years. But yeah, you get it. They started that singing rap shit. Well, actually, Latifah, she's UNITY. She was doing it back then. Constance, bring me to another flow. She was doing it. So maybe Latifah started this shit.
Okay.
I'm going to say Latifah fathered the style. She started to sing songy rap shit. So shout out to Latifah. She birthed the sing songy rappers. You know what I'm saying? So yeah. I gotta consider Lizzo a rapper. You say you consider Lizzo a rapper. Then damn it, Lizzo, you a fucking rapper. Cause we said so, goddamn.
That's right. And we not wrong.
Yes. All right. Speaking of wrong, I was searching the internet. Came across an article. It was about threesome rules. And when I say threesome, I'm talking about, you know, whatever you want to call three people in the bed together, whether it's MFM, MFF, FFF, MMM, whatever you identify with. Three people in a bit. So I saw a thing, you know, not that we're thinking about that or nothing, but I just thought it was funny.
Mm.
8 rules every couple should set before having a threesome. Now, first of all, Queen Germ, would you ever be interested in it?
I'm not interested in it.
Okay. Just to be clear, I'm not either.
I mean, what we gonna do? We get some men in here?
No, it's only gonna be one dick in the room.
Oh well, then I'm definitely not.
And I'm not, you know what I'm saying? And like, I'm not gonna sit there and watch you fuck another man. Like, that's not gonna happen. Okay. Just like you don't wanna sit there and watch me have sex with another woman. You know what I'm saying? So that's like, no. So yeah, it's like, it's not gonna happen.
Yeah, it's very counterproductive.
Yeah. So, the person said, "Dear Dr. Jen. My boyfriend suggested a threesome with a third woman. I've always been curious, so I'm game, but I'm also nervous about hurting a relationship if things go awry. How can we prepare for and avoid that?" And then Dr. Jen basically tells you straight up, threesomes are extremely common fantasy, especially for men, and more women are feeling the pull too. According to a recent study, 10% of women and 18% of men have engaged in a threesome. While triads can be fun, the fantasy and the reality are vastly different. He said, "Before I give you tips, I need to state a disclaimer. I do not recommend three ways for couples in committed relationships. I am all for them for people in casual, non-committed situationships. But as a relationship therapist, I care most about the long-term impact on the couple dynamic, which leaves me with several concerns." All right. He said, "The threesome idea was sparked by boredom in the bedroom." See, some people just, they don't be bored. They just want to try something new. That don't mean you're bored. You just want to be like wild out. Like, yo,
No,
let's spice it up a little bit. Or let's take it to another
level.
You got
to be bored. Because ain't no way in the world you can tell me I need a whole nother live person over here. We can't do enough stuff between the two of us.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, people's sex ain't that good these days. I know.
How you know? Whoa, hold up.
Come on, nigga.
How the fuck you know people's sex ain't good
these
days?
I'm saying on the consensus of the friends.
Oh, clean up on aisle three.
Whatever. I'm just telling you what I know.
All right.
Okay, so from my relationships, friends, all of that, people ain't got it going on like that.
Okay. Keep going.
So what I am saying before I was rudely interrupted is the fact that it's just no need for you to think that you need to have extra people in the room, because I ain't trying to say you're not pleasing the person that you with, but how is that going to help what you already got going on?
It seems
that's
like
diluting whatever
fix.
Is going
fix.
On in the relationship.
It's like, you know you need to get a new tire, but you keep putting air in this motherfucker. You go to the...
You got a little cheap $5 plug.
Yeah,
in.
Get to put the fly the plug in, or you go and buy a motherfucking cheap or used tire or something. It's a cheap fix. It's something wrong in your relationship where you need an extra person, or you need that new dynamic. But once that goes away, guess what?
You're still stuck with that person.
So, you know, you just got it. Like the man in the article said, it's a lazy way out. You got to get more inventive. Like, yo, like maybe I need to start sucking some toes, or maybe I need to eat some ass, or maybe I need to, you know what I'm saying? Maybe I need to, you know, do something different, you know what I mean? Or whatever, you know what I'm saying? Maybe I just don't need to just pull it out and throw it in, or like, you know what I'm saying? Maybe
that's
I need to warm up
about.
A little bit.
Warm it up.
Or maybe she need to start sucking some
warm
dick.
It
or
up,
maybe
Chris.
She need to start, goddamn, massage, you know, whatever. Whatever. Y'all need to work on that as a couple. But as far as the therapist say, number one, these are rules to the threesome. When choosing a partner, don't make the fatal mistake. They say when it comes to picking a third, many couples gravitate to someone they know. They say this is a huge mistake. Inviting someone into the bedroom who one of you both or both of you already have an emotional bond with makes it more likely that someone will have feelings. It'll become a regular activity, or someone will get their feelings hurt. Picking up strangers at bars can be tricky. Fortunately, there are many apps like Thrinder and Field designed specifically to help you out. Once you both agree of a potential partner, I recommend meeting her for an in real life date, him or her, before inviting her or him straight to bed, so you can make sure she's or he's true to her photo, his or her photo. Test the chemistry and see how it feels to take that next step. So, Queen Jeremy, we might have to do some research.
Why?
Just to check on these sites, just to see what is Thrinder.
It just sound like you want to go out there and find
No. This is all for research, just for the show. We're not
like I said.
Listen, hear me out.
Don't introduce me to no.
No, we're not gonna. We're just gonna look at the site and see what's on it. I'm not saying make no profiles and no. We're not.
That's what it sound like.
No, we. I just want to see like Thrinder.
Yeah,
and
that's
see
what.
It,
that's how I start. You just want a damn seat.
I don't want to see. Okay. I don't want to. You know, I just want to be like, whoa, so this is what be wild or not. Like, I want to see what kind of people be searching. Like, you never know.
So you want me to give you my permission for you to go and have a
No. See, that's what we're not. Me and you are going to look at it and be like, wow, look at this. We're going to talk about this on the Frocast.
Okay.
And then that's what it's about.
Yeah.
Research.
Research. Yes. I know a lot about research.
But yeah. So as far as a threesome, yeah, getting a friend is definitely a no-no. Like, why
would
you?
Yeah, I mean, you shouldn't get a friend.
Like, that'd be
and
weird.
And they can't count because they told us that they had 8 tips and they actually got 9. But go ahead.
Oh, okay. Okay. Maybe they was, yeah, they gave you one to
they
grow on.
They gave you one for free.
One to grow on. A threesome.
I guess so. The extra.
So I just don't, because picking a friend shit, that'd be weird.
I mean, I guess some people do it because they think it's safe, because you may know, like, the person's sexual background. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, yeah, like,
if
oh,
you just,
it's my homegirl, Carol.
Yeah.
I know
she ain't out there like that or whatever, whatever.
She
but
a freak,
she thinks,
but she ain't a freak like that. She clean.
So you thinking about the sex safety about it, but then, like you're saying, you ain't thinking about the emotional attachment that you can easily have for somebody you are fond of. You know. I mean, a lot of those things is just don't make no sense to me.
Wow.
I mean, a couple of them kind of repetitive, but.
Two, make a sex act checklist. Some couples make a no penetration rule. Others embrace a watch but don't touch philosophy. It is important to go over every possible sexual scenario that you can think of together and talk about what is off limits and what is acceptable. Just because you are all getting naked together does not mean that it is a no holds barred sexual experience. Physical rules should be established up front in order for this to be an emotionally safe experience. So, hypothetically, we're having a threesome.
Mm-mm.
Which of these would be your checklist? What would be on your checklist?
I'm not willing to do that.
I'm just saying, hypothetically, this is just Germ Queen right now. This is Germ King. They're in an alternate reality. They're in a room having a threesome. What's on your checklist? You're saying, like, hey, it's a no penetration. Because if, let's say, for instance, it'll be a no penetration rule with me. Like, if, you know, if you was on that wild tip, like, yo, I want another man. First of all, I couldn't do it. Like, that'll just, you know.
Oh, but we in an alternative universe.
Yeah, I still think, yeah. In my alternative, like, I just, like, it'll be a wrap. Like, I couldn't handle that. You know what I'm saying? Like, that would not, even if that was turning you, like, muscle, because the little cuckold thing is, that would not turn me on seeing you getting fucked by, like, when these husbands and other spouses, they watch their spouse get pleased by another partner, and they get off on it, watching. And some of them even come in and clean it up, if you know what I mean.
Like, I hope they ain't licking nothing.
Yes.
That's disgusting. Now, yes. These people are sick. They need help.
Like,
they need
these
help. Men, that ain't even safe.
Like, the man be sitting there, like, most time it's a black guy, that these white couples go find some black dude, like, hey, I want you to come fuck my wife. And they'll sit there in the corner and watch you fuck the shit out of their wife, and then after you bust in or whatever, they'll come in and lick on their wife coochie or whatever, and they just, like, they like to be dominated, and they be like, yeah, you can't fuck your wife like this, so no, you ain't getting this pussy, and it's just, they in some weird shit. So, you know.
Yeah, that's disgusting.
So, yeah, so I definitely couldn't be sitting there, I don't care, like, but it gets them off to see their lover getting off.
And like I said, they're sick.
Yeah.
Because nobody, I mean, me personally, I'm a jealous person.
Mm-hmm.
So, I ain't finna sit there and watch you do nothing with no broad. So, we doing good to get these little lap dances at the strip club, but past that, it ain't nothing going down.
Mm.
So whatever thoughts you got about your little threesome, you can cancel that shit.
I don't have any thoughts. We are talking. Okay. Rule number three. Pick a safety word. Speaking of which, the two of you should have a safety word. There should be something that either you can say that indicates that you're no longer feeling comfortable with the situation, and discuss in advance that this may be a real possibility that neither partner can roll their eyes at. This prevents the person who wants to put the kibosh on sexcapade from feeling like a threesome Debbie Downer. So, I feel like this. Once you've committed to it, you gotta do it.
Oh, that's, but not Mr. Anti-sex, like, forcing,
no,
raping.
I'm just saying, no. What I'm saying is, if we're having the threesome, and in the middle of the threesome, you start saying, like, I'm not feeling this. And it's, I'm like, yo, man, we already here. We might as well just, you know, finish it out.
No, you got all the rights. Any other time, people got rights to say no. Now today, because you want to get your rocks off in your threesome, that mean that now I got to go full throttle with you.
I mean, you
got to
go full throttle, but I'm just like, I mean, you're already here, you know. Mm-hmm. Da, da, da. But that's why I guess having a safe word is good. Like, you say pineapples, party's over. You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, I mean, but nigga gonna try to talk you into it. Like, nigga gonna be like, no, come on, man, come on, so just stay.
And that's why I can't even do it. But my thing is this: if you got 8 to 9 rules about what to do in a threesome, there's too many damn rules.
Hey, they did.
I ain't got time for that.
Hey, I feel like if I had to research and do all this shit, I wouldn't have made it. Like, I would be like, you know what? Maybe this ain't for us. Like, mm-mm. If this ain't something I could just decide on a whim to do, like, and I gotta go through this rule check, check off all these rules, have safe words and all that. It kind of rubs.
You gotta make sure you got to find the right partner and all kind of candles. Right, and if you're doing this for one night and this ain't something that's a long term thing, hell, why am I? I just need to make sure you ain't got no damn STDs.
It's like a boner kill right there. All this work I'm doing, now I'm good.
I can do this at the house.
Number four, state your fears. Communication is key when bringing a third party into your bedroom. You both must be skilled talking about delicate topics. And I think it's crucial that you share any concerns or fears in advance. Find out what your boyfriend's expectations of the event are and share yours. So I can understand it, like, yo, so what you trying to get out of this, my nigga? I mean, like, yo, well, I just want to see you get pleased, or I just want to, you know, whatever, then, okay, boom. So I understand that one. 5, follow the leader. It can also be helpful to discuss who will lead in this sexual dance and what you will be doing. Who's going to be the person to initiate physical activity with your new partner? Who's going to politely end things if that's what it comes to?
I know it's hard as fucking him.
Yeah, it's hard as a motherfucker. Number 6, be safe. Birth control, condoms, y'all know the deal, man. But you know, y'all niggas don't use condoms. Scope out a spot, you know what I'm saying? Best thing to do it on neutral territory. You know what I'm
nobody need to know where you live.
Yeah.
Get a hotel and be done with that.
Yeah, the motherfucker might be a stall. You might dick her down or something. She'd be like, oh my goodness. Like, oh, now she know you live at. She at your house all the time. So,
knocking
yeah.
On your door.
Neutral territory, you know what I'm saying? Just have you know. And then boundaries. You got to have boundaries. Like, yay, like, look, my nigga, like, don't think, like, nah, bro, don't be grabbing it like that. Don't be trying to pound it out, nigga. Like, what is you doing, bro? Like, for y'all dudes that want to watch a girl get, like, y'all weirdos that want to watch a girl get pleasure. Like, I'm just, I don't understand. So, but, yeah, so, yeah, set some boundaries, man. Then talk to the people. You know,
talk to them about what?
I mean, talk. It says, while all these tips are protecting your relationship with your partner, be sure to discuss expectation, boundaries, and protocol with the newcomer, too. Y'all need to be on the same page in order for everyone to feel respected. Be like, look, man.
You don't deserve respect when you in a threesome.
Why not?
It's not a respect thing.
What? If you're just having sex, all consenting adults having sex.
So ain't nothing respectful about that.
How's it not respectful?
You out here with other people? No.
They invited me in here. It's not like I'm cheating or nothing. It's like,
that is cheating.
How's it cheating if you both in on it?
I'm not in on it.
If you
seem like you're forcing
it. If it's a threesome, you in on it. If we didn't got to that point where you agreed to do the threesome, it's like it ain't forcing you on it. Forcing it be like, I told you I ain't with it. You know what I'm saying? That's forcing.
Whatever. Like I said, I ain't with it, so.
Yeah, man. So, well, there's the threesome rules. You know, they ain't popping off around here. But for those that's popping it off for, make sure you're not in. You can't. I mean, if you're doing it with your wifey. Or yo husband, like, y'all got a wild sex life, and shout out to y'all, but most niggas doing it, y'all, look, if you doing a threesome with a nigga, and you know, y'all only been together like 6 months.
Y'all ain't gonna be together for 6 months, I can tell
you
that.
Yeah, don't think it's long term,
bro. At 6 months, and you already got to get a third party.
Yeah, child. If y'all doing threesomes, and that's just the way y'all roll, this shit ain't gonna work, my nigga, it ain't gonna work, so, you know, shout out to y'all. But yeah, so that's our little, you know, crazy relationship.
Yeah, I mean, you gotta be safe, Joe, because I know at least one baby that was born out of a threesome. So
damn, that's gotta be the worst.
Yeah, and it wasn't from the damn person you was in the relationship with.
Wow,
it was
the newcomer. Person. Damn.
Yeah. So only in Las Vegas. But
how you coming to getting pregnant during a threesome? I'm like, damn, what the fuck wrong with you?
Exactly.
You fucking up every goddamn thing.
Yeah, I'm talking about my fantasy all exactly. up. Yeah, this is an 18-year
threesome right here I got on my damn hand.
Yeah, not fun. Fuck? Not fun at damn. All.
Speaking of threesomes, we got TV talk. And America's favorite threesome, Life After Lockup. You got Michael, Megan, Sarah. This was the season finale, and I'm not satisfied. I feel like they rushed, they slowed the storyline all year, and then in the end, they tried to rush everything. I mean, first of all, Michael's off parole. No, excuse me. Before I go there, Sarah, you know, we talked about her filing for divorce. She gets the kids in the car, and they drive to Michigan. They start having that conversation. Michael tell her, like, look, man,
I got to have him.
He said, look, we in this divorce or what, man? And so her face, when she said that shit killed me, bro. I was laughing so motherfucking hard. Her little doughy pie face, cabbage patch kid face.
And the thing was, she wanted to be the one to throw it out.
Yeah, she wanted to be, but he beat her to the punch and they killed her. But that's the thing. She didn't really want a divorce. She wanted to go there and for him to be like, no, baby, let's work it out. But when he told her, no, I was only with you so I could see the kids. I only married you so I could see my kids. Mm-hmm. That shit hurt her motherfucking feelings, bro. Like, I kind of felt a little bit sorry for her right there. But then I was like,
and she's like, are you serious?
Are you serious? Yeah. He was like, yeah.
I ain't really like you like that. I mean, this is the fact that he kind of got caught in the situation. And, you know, sometimes that's what it is. That's the hand you was dealt. Mm. And it's like, do you do the responsible thing and you stay with somebody? Or you do the careless thing and you go and get you a whole relationship and lie to the person and you done going and got married to the person and everything. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's like he could have handled it a different way though.
Yeah.
Because if I already know that I don't like you, I could have got engaged to you and then we could pretend like, you know, we finna get married when I leave out of prison or whatever.
Yeah.
And then when I get out, you didn't have to add no more damage to the lady's life by getting her pregnant.
Twice.
I wouldn't have got her pregnant the second time knowing that wasn't in my heart for me to be with her.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and then you looking at it like, you so mad because Megan done going and played with your little homeboy. Yeah. But for one, you did her dirty. Like, it'd be different if y'all had a real relationship and you didn't have a wife and kids and all kind of shit.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you could be mad. But for you to know that you lied to this girl and made it seem like your baby mama, well, your wife was just your baby mama, then maybe you had some leg to stand on, but you ain't got no room to tell me about doing nothing, especially when it was just a kiss night. She was just full blown, had undid it to the nigga, they had them and making plans to be together, then maybe you can feel some type of way. But there ain't no way that you can feel.
I mean, but you got to understand, point. You got a snake on your team, my nigga. Like,
I mean, you got to recognize that. He ain't your boy. People.
Yeah, that's your boy, but your boy hollered at your girl, nigga. Like, why you was locked up? That's some dirty ass shit.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, he was just supposed to go give her the money, whatever, whatever. And he ended up, you know what I'm saying?
Transaction and keep it moving. You talking on the phone. That's what you should have a problem with. You deserve somebody better. Blah, blah, blah.
What kind of girl you dealing with. She a damn virgin and.
She was fucked up in the head.
Yeah, you know what you was dealing with. So it was easy for her to get caught up like that. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, and she was like, I was hurt. You know what I'm saying? But so Michael, like I said, he gets off parole. You know what I'm saying? We don't know what happened to him and Sarah. You know what I'm saying? It was just.
So now I think
it's another season because, you know.
I know one thing. Day-Day need to get her damn job at Publix or somewhere and bag some damn groceries because she needs something to do.
She got a boyfriend and everything.
She look like a boyfriend.
No, she got a boyfriend. Yeah, they be on Instagram dressing alike and everything.
She look like a dude, but go ahead.
They like a Christian couple or something. Christian rap couple. Like, yeah, they Christian.
Okay. Well, like I said, she look like a lesbian.
Okay.
So, therefore.
Yeah, so it could be. So, yeah, so that's all. That Michael ends up going to, he gets to Texas. Where Michael gets his money from, I don't know.
They got to have it for the show.
Oh, but now, speaking of money for the show. Lizzie is suing Scott because she wants half of his money. Because I don't think that Felons got paid, but the people that wasn't Felons got paid a certain amount per show. You know what I'm saying? So she's suing Scott for half his money because she was just like, if it wasn't for him,
she need to get she got to get her ass whooped.
Yeah.
You can't come for my money now.
Yeah. Scott's like, she sued him. She sent him some papers, whatever. But yeah, so Michael ends up going to Texas, going to Megan's house. And what happened?
Surprise, surprise. He just got to the front door, and I guess he wanted to see his boo thing.
Did she let him in the house?
Because yeah, I walked outside on this part. She was surprised.
Okay.
But she was excited. So she probably gave him some and all
that. Somebody said that was the best Megan ever looked, like the outfit she had on. They said she usually looked all run down, but it just so happened when he showed her the house, she was dipped out, had earrings on and everything. Like, I didn't see it, so. You know what I'm saying?
You could have went back and saw it.
I could have, but you know, it is what it is. I've put it all together. And I heard he was casing the house. Told him, oh, y'all got a nice house in here or something like that. He was
casing. Don't do that.
They called Michael Mama Rockwell online. They were like, Mama Rockwell.
I'm done.
They were talking about her furniture in the house all old. And, you know,
she might be able to get an upgrade if they have another season.
Yeah, so you know. But yeah, so Michael ends up going to Texas to see Megan. Then he leaves Megan. So what's their relationship at now? Did they still together or did they kiss and hug, embrace?
And I guess I don't have.
He came with an overnight bag, didn't he?
He did. He had a little duffel bag, so he came to stay now.
Don't she live with her parents? What was her daddy at doing all that tough talking?
Her daddy wasn't in there.
Oh, okay.
She might live with her daddy. I ain't seen nobody else in there.
She said she was going home or something.
Yeah, well, like I say, I don't know. I'm sorry.
So I think it's another season coming because they didn't.
Ain't nobody got their situation.
They didn't put to the test. Yeah, they didn't give us a final finishing thing
on anybody except for what a gal named Lizzie and Scott.
Yeah, speaking of Lizzie and Scott, basically Scott and Lizzie, they really didn't have no purpose this year. I'm gonna be honest with you because this last in the finale, basically Scott was like. He wanted help. He got a drug problem. You know what I'm saying? He don't say what drug it was, but he got a drug problem. Okay. He wanted Lizzie to stick around and help him through it, but she said she can't be around him because, hey, I can go to jail for you just being, I can't be around and shit. So I understood where Lizzie was coming from.
She ain't never been thoughtful.
Yeah. She ain't never been thoughtful, but she was just like, look, she's still looking out for herself in this situation. She was like, yo, I can't be with you. You doing drugs.
And that was just her out. Yeah. She didn't even want to be with that man no way.
She came there to see, but, you know.
She came there to see if she can get some more money.
Yeah, exactly.
And now you know that he ain't got the money.
He threw the money at you. He's like, what, this what you want money? He threw his money in the street. Let me been walking down that street.
Exactly. I would have went and got every last dollar.
That shit up. God damn it. I'm like, oh, I'm surprised. Old Jasmine run out the house. I'm like, Scott, what are you doing? That's our money.
She retarded.
That's her buddy.
I think she on dope too.
Yeah, so you know, so that was instant. Then Scott ended up tearing up his car and all that shit. Lizzie leaves, go home to be with her daughter. Her daughter's graduating from high school at the age of 20.
Don't do that.
I think her daughter had a kid or something like that. I think she had a kid.
I don't think so.
And missed some school.
I don't think so.
How many late birthdays she got? 2, 3?
Maybe 1.
20.
I'm trying to help her.
Yeah, 20.
I mean, her mama went to prison for 10 years.
What that got to do with her? She was free. She wasn't in jail.
That displaced
her. She wasn't in jail. It's a lot of kids displaced parents and is still graduating on time and ain't
all
ain't
I'm missing, saying is that might be why.
No, graduating at 20. You're growing behind. You up there running around. That's why your ass was flunking. You running behind Scott and Lizzie trying to be on TV and shit. Exactly. Your ass should have been in fucking school.
Got too many damn absence.
Yeah. Goddamn, you live with your grandma. You know? And you got damn grandma probably like, I don't know where the damn kid at.
Exactly. And ain't concerned.
Yeah, I mean, graduating at 20 because you wanted to be a TV star.
Whole thing.
Yeah, so you've been on this show for at least 2 years.
No.
Yes.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah. You would know better than I would.
We started watching the show last year. Mm.
Maybe that's why. That's where you got it at, right?
Yeah. There. So that's what I'm saying. So you was at least 18 then. The fuck? But yeah, Scott and Lizzie, that's over with. So I don't think they're going to be on the show no more. Then we got Clint and Tracy. Clint and Tracy went to Vegas. They got remarried. Well, they did a renewing of their vows, I guess, or the first official. Yeah, so they had all their troubles, and they were arguing, and everybody thought they was going to break up.
He was sexting and all that.
He was sexting with his new goddess, and she was sucking dick for rides, and all this shit going on. But they
all of it came out.
Yeah, they end up apologizing to each other, went to the chapel, got married, and I tell you, boy, that was a dope fiend wedding right there. Because, I mean, when he went to kiss her and that nasty, ugh. Like that was the most disgusting kiss I've seen on TV. I'd rather watch a scene from fucking Queer as Folk before I watch Clint and Tracy kiss again. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, he had it
give
going
me a scene
on.
From Empire. Give me a scene from Oz before I watch Clint and Tracy kiss again. Because that shit
tongue
was
in there.
It just looked, ugh.
That looks saucy. It just looks like they was disgusting. In love. They was in love. That's disgusting. How you love. That's how you kiss somebody when you love them.
Mm-mm, not like that. Mm-hmm. If I kiss you like that, you would be repulsed.
Oh,
God.
Yeah, you got to be able to rub the fibers on the tongue.
Stop it. You're grossing me out.
It just
you're
sends
me
tingles
out.
Down your
you're
spine
me out.
To let
please
you
stop.
Know.
Please stop.
That means you love them. You love them.
You're grossing me out.
You
please
love them.
Stop.
Ugh. But now, meanwhile, you don't mind if somebody drag their tongue all over your dick, but you can't stand
that's
a tongue kiss somebody.
That's
it's
different.
Not. Same thing.
That's different. It's more nerve endings, I think, down there than it is on my tongue.
Mm-mm.
Yeah.
Mm-mm.
So, you know. But it is what it is. Yeah, so the funny part with them is, they were walking down the street and somebody was like, don't leave him again.
Uh-huh.
And then another person was like,
they call him Scott and Lizzie.
Scott and Lizzie. They're like, no, wrong couple. So that shit was so funny.
People watch the show.
Yeah, so you know what I'm saying. So shout out to them. Then you had Marcelino and Brittany. They end up going to court. They end up winning getting custody.
60-40
over Tito. You know, you got to be a fucked up parent to let
or
Brittany.
The jail, the felon,
the ex-drug. Like, I think Tito got on drugs, too.
Cause he is.
He got anger issues. Yeah, because the way him and Marcelino got into it, it was something going on with that. So, yeah. So, Brittany ended up getting 60-40 custody of Gio. And then her and Marcelino went and did the dumbest shit. So, Marcelino cool with Sasha being the godmother now that she locked up. So, they going to make this fucking sign and find out what window she is in the jail, and they go stand outside with this sign. It's like, will you be my godmother? Now, mind you, she about like half a block away. You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna be honest with you. She flashing the light, like, oh, she's flashing the light. That's her. She see it. That bitch can't read that sign. If she can, she wouldn't have been in jail because she was seeing the cops coming that night.
I'm done.
Ass wouldn't have got locked the fuck up. But because I don't believe she seen that shit. She seen them standing out there.
I know she did. She seen it all.
They told her what it said. We're making you a sign. And you just flash for a yes or something like that. And you know what I'm saying? That's all because no way she can read that shit at night.
And like, that far away.
What? That far away, man? Like, no way. Nah, bro. They had to flash a damn spotlight on that damn sign. So shout out to them. They got custody of the kid. Marcelino, never, ever, ever shave all your facial hair off again, my nigga. Like, you look like a motherfucking possum. Like, your ass look weird as fuck with no facial hair, nigga.
He does.
You look weird, bro.
He looked nasty.
No, men, listen, men, if you're not white, don't shave all your facial hair off, bro. Just don't do it. Don't do it at all. You know what I'm saying? In the last couple, you got Andrea and Baby Nook, 80s Crip. Like, he's an 80s, rolling 80s Crip. Lamar, you know what I'm saying? Baby
okay.
Nook, you know what I'm saying?
That's what the people call him.
That's what he called it. That's his name.
That's his
Crip
name. Oh.
Baby Nook. Yeah, you're rolling 80s. You know what I'm saying? So, Andrea tries to pull this stunt. She don't want to leave Utah, so she...
She better be glad the cameras are rolling, because she's going to get her ass whooped.
So she had this plan where she hides the man's ID and debit card and his traveling pass and everything. So she's trying to keep him in Utah. She was like, I am not going back. So she hides the man's shit. She running around the house. Then she turns into a white woman, starts playing the victim. Like, when Lamar get angry, like, yo, give me my stuff. Like, you can't do this. This kidnapping. He like, yo, this kidnapping. He was just like... She's like, where you going? He's like, I'm going home. She's like, who gonna cook for you? He's like, oh, I'll be all right. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, you don't know how many holes I got.
You know what I'm saying? Like, boy, what you talking about?
This is from my hometown. These holes are waiting for me to get out.
And he's like, yo, Utah nice, but I ain't trying to live here. He's like, yo, I already got somewhere I'm living at. So, the kid's on the way there.
The kid's coming.
She getting a rental property or something. She said she already got a spot for him and everything.
She's doing too much.
And so, she was just like, yo, I'm not going back. She tried to keep him, and Lamar showed her. He hopped in that motherfucker car. She said, Lamar is addicted to me. I'm a trophy wife, and this, and that. And that nigga damn sure got in that car, hit that reverse, and got the fuck up out of there when she gave him his shit back. So shout out to Baby Nook, man. You know what I'm saying? She told him, well, he'll be back in 6 months. That nigga ain't coming back. Mm-mm. I mean, y'all still together, but I bet your ass will be in L.A.
Yeah.
I bet your ass ain't going to be in Utah. I bet you that damn much. Yeah. I'd rather see a show with just them. You know what I'm saying? Like, I would watch a show with Lamar, because that nigga funny, bro.
He is stupid.
He's funny. Like, he was stupid. He the only one on the show that got sense, though. If you really look at it, out of all the people, Lamar, like, the best one.
I guess.
I mean, think about it.
I mean, he the realest person, though.
Yeah, he's like the most down to earth. Like, yo, he's just like, yo, man, this is 20 years, man. He's trying to come on this bullshit.
I mean, like, I'm going
to
get locked up again.
Like, no. He's like, I came home to 3 kids. It ain't mine. Taking care of him and everything. Like, what you talking about? Like,
I mean, then you want to pressure me. The kids want this. The kids. Well, where the fuck is their daddy?
Yeah, exactly. The kids are...
Like, for real, I didn't sign up for this shit.
But look, somebody said she ain't a real Mormon woman, because if she was a real Mormon woman, she'd be following whatever the husband said.
Exactly.
If the husband said we live in California,
she'd be
we
up live in California and everything else.
Exactly, because they said she's breaking the Mormon rules. So shout out to them.
She's breaking the Mormon rule because she got churned from somebody, but you're married to somebody else. So that's you breaking a whole lot of stuff.
I mean, I guess you can't, you know.
Child, please. Mm. She just got converted to being a Muslim after she had the child or something. I mean, a Mormon child.
I keep
calling
them Muslims.
I keep saying it. My bad.
Well, so that does our Life After Lockup recap. Season finale. They starting a new season of Love After Lockup with all new contestants. So, you know what I'm saying? We might have to check that out. Yeah, that's what we're going to call them, contestants. So we're going to check that out when they come out. As far as my other stuff that I'm watching, I did finish Orange is the New Black. And I got to say that I like the way it ended, bro. Like, it was damn good. After it got a little stale a couple of seasons, these last 2, maybe 3 seasons been pretty good. You know what I'm saying? So, I like the way it ended. It was kind of emotional. You know what I'm saying? Like, all the people there, like the actors, you know, they had like behind the scenes of them doing their lines and had Tasty singing. And, you know, it was just like a lot of them, like, they like, yo, this show changed my life. You know what I'm saying? So a lot of them, you know, it was a pretty good season. So it ended well. You know what I'm saying? It had a happy ending, I guess you could say. You know what I'm saying? For a prison show. You know what I mean? You know what I'm saying? So check it out. I'm not going to spoil it right here for you. But that was my reaction to it. I think it was pretty good. Let's take a break real quick to fan ourselves. And y'all play some music. Song of the week time. Do you have a song of the week?
I got a song of the week from my nigga Lizzo.
Oh, again?
Juice. Y'all got to listen to that. I like that song.
By Lizzo. Is your
By
song
Lizzo.
Of the week.
My favorite line is, I'm not a snack at all. Look, baby, I'm the whole damn meal.
Oh, man.
Ah!
So my song of the week is Celebration by Kanye West. The real Kanye, not this new Kanye running around here talking crazy, but Celebration is my song of the week. So check that out, and we'll be back in a minute. We about to fan the fuck out ourselves. We're as high as a motherfucker.
I need to get some juice.
Yeah, you know what this is. It's a celebration, bitches. Grab a drink, grab a glass. After that, I grab your ass. Why you whacking on? Shine on. Why y'all? I never did this before. Stop that. What you want, some Patron? I got that. I mean, I promise y'all, you fine and all. And your girlfriend, she kinda raw, but she not like you. No, she not like you. Right now, I need you to mute all the monologue. All that talking is gone, give me your Tylenol. You put a nigga to sleep, I'm tired of y'all. Right now, the Louis Vuitton dine is signing off. But I just thought you should know, we hit the liquor store. Got some Chris and some Mo, and we about to let it flow. Some problems before, but see, we let them go. Got an ounce of that dro, and we about to let it blow. Yeah, you know what this is. It's a celebration, bitches. Grab a drink, grab a glass. After that, I grab your ass. See, you know my style. I'm very well, and I vow that my child will be well endowed like his daddy. And tell him that your mama had a fatty. He looked up at me, said, "Daddy, that's the reason why you had me." Yep, we was practicing till one day your ass bust through the packaging. You know what though? You my favorite accident. So go ahead, pop some Cristal for my newborn child. Cause now, yeah, know what this is. It's a celebration, bitches. Grab a drink, grab a glass. After that, I grab your ass. But I just thought you should know, we hit the liquor store. Got some Chris and some Mo, and we about to let it flow. Had some problems before, but see, we let them go. Got an ounce of that dro, and we about to let it flow.
right, we back after a nice little AC break. Man, keep it 100. You got to keep it 100.
No, I'm hot.
No keep 100 from you. Well, I got to keep 100. My keep 100, man.
100.
I just want to reflect on the time that I've been doing this podcast and just doing the whole Nappy Afro website and just say that it's been one hell of a ride. No, we're not throwing in the towel. It's just that I wanted to thank Queen Jern for coming on board. You know what I'm saying? When me and Saul, like, you know, no beef between me and Saul. It's just that it ran its course. Saul wanted to go do other things, which is fine with me. You know what I'm saying? But I want to thank Queen Jern for stepping in so we could keep this motherfucking thing rolling, because I don't know what I would do if I didn't do the Frocast. I think this is like therapy to me. It's very therapeutic. I can get up here. I can talk. I can just vent. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, it's good for our relationship too.
It's been good for our relationship too, because it's like we get to spend an hour just to clown around and, you know what I'm saying? You know,
have some time.
You know, you know what I'm saying? Like, so I just want to say that I appreciate all y'all that listen, all y'all that buy shirts, all y'all that go to the site, all y'all that retweet shit. I appreciate all that shit because it means a lot. That's the reason why we do it, man. And you know what I'm saying? If it weren't for y'all, there would be no us, like that the old cliche say, you know what I'm saying? Because I don't think we'd be doing this show if nobody was listening. You know what I'm saying? Now, if we only had 5 listeners, I'd probably still do it. But 2 listeners, nah, I'm not doing this
really?
Shit.
Really? What's the difference?
It's a big difference between 2 and 5.
I mean, yeah, but no.
Yeah, just 5 people, hey, I feel, you know.
You feel like something?
Yeah, 2. Like, I might know them niggas. Like,
you probably do.
Out of the 5, I think I might, maybe 1 I might not know. But see, my friends don't like listening to the show because they talk to me every day. And so they like, nigga, this ain't, you know what I'm saying? Like, we didn't. So that's why most of my friends, now I don't get mad with my friends, like my close friends. I ain't talk about my friends' friends. Like, you know, but my close friends, they don't listen to the show every week. Y'all talk to me all the time, so I get it. You know what I'm saying? We probably already discussed something
on the phone. The stuff that's
so,
on
you know, you already know how I feel about this. So I get it. But for all y'all that, you know what I'm saying, my extended family, my internet family, I appreciate y'all listening. I appreciate y'all fucking with us. And you know what I'm saying? Just keep fucking with us and we'll keep doing what we're doing, man. So that's my keeping 100, man. I just want to reflect on my time here and let everybody know that, you know, it's appreciated, and you know, Queen Jerm, you appreciate it.
Well, I appreciate you.
I think
too.
A show by myself would be whack as fuck.
I
had to get used to hosting though, because I'm used to being the, you know, dunking the ball and not throwing the alleys. Mm-hmm. But you know, now I got to kind of do everything.
Oh,
I'm just not. Oh! You know what I'm saying? I got to, you know, like we have to throw them back and forth sometimes. We volley them, but you know.
I mean, niggas be trying you now.
I ain't trying you, man. So
I know one thing. It's just, I'm just glad to be here. I'm glad to be your sidekick.
You now admit that you're the sidekick. Thanks.
I'm really not.
She said it.
I'm trying to
be
do
easy.
Something
Make
new.
Make sure you keep that in there.
In 2019, you
matter
know,
of fact,
I'm
make it a sound bite.
What the fuck ever. But nonetheless, I just really appreciate being here, hanging out with you. You know, we kind of get busy with all the kid stuff and our own stuff and, you know, sometimes you kind of lose each other for a while. Yeah,
but you know, on Tuesdays, you're locked in.
You got to have time.
Locked in, yeah.
So it's good.
Wednesdays.
Yeah, whatever day it is. But we know we're going to make it happen one time out that week.
All right, that's what's up. Winners and losers. You got any winners?
I must say retired teachers.
Winner.
Because going back to school has been some of the happiest old people I've seen. And I don't know, random people come walk up to me and just be talking. Oh, you got kids? They going back to school? I'm a retired teacher. This is like a holiday to me. To get the kids back in school and I know I don't have to be there. I mean,
you retire every day.
Exactly. So I'm like, why the kids got to go back to school for you to be excited?
It's just that time of year. My body's like, telling me it's like, August.
It's go mode.
Yeah, it's go mode.
It's like first day of school, but I don't have to go.
So yeah,
all retired educators, all the people who even got to go back. I just need the people to come on out my house. So I appreciate the fact that y'all have my kid for 8 hours out the day. I greatly appreciate it. So all the educators, retired, and those who are still on the battlefield, I say y'all my winners.
All right, man. My winner is everybody that supports Nappy Afro.
Winner.
I don't give a fuck in what capacity you support Nappy Afro. You're my winner this week. Whether you're commenting on something, you're retweeting something, you goddamn, you're part of the Patreon, you done bought a shirt, you goddamn read the site every day, you put somebody on, you know what I'm saying? Whatever you do to support Nappy Afro, nigga, you my winner this week, man. Today is Reader Appreciation, Listener Appreciation Day. So, you know, this is, we appreciate all y'all. So, yes.
Yes, and all my winners. And then this week also, the celebration of middle child
winner.
So being one, I salute all of you too, so y'all can be my winners as well.
Okay,
just gonna put that out.
Middle child day or something?
Yes, August 12th.
Is middle child day?
Yes.
Why is it the middle of the year or something?
No, it can't be. Why it's not? August.
Oh yeah.
I just don't know why they selected that day, but I know I heard it on the radio and they said it was
every day's taken. They was like, "Yo, can we get that?" Nah. We want the middle of the year. Nah, you can't get that. That day's taken. That's all Father's Day.
Yeah, exactly.
Try something else.
June, yeah, we can't do that. But yeah, so.
So
middle child day, I salute all of y'all. We ain't forgotten. We still out here.
Losers, you got any losers?
Yes. Anybody who is using words that you can't pronounce, like the shit is sad.
Loser.
I and my lovely child, daughter, were in Bath & Body Works the other day. And it hurt my heart because it was a young black girl cashier, young white girl cashier.
Mm-hmm.
A couple, Caucasian couple, and they were checking out. So, black cashier, you come up here, you checking out the couple. But in between the transaction, for one, y'all should not have been having a casual conversation while y'all trying to check people out. Then you wouldn't have had to even be embarrassed. But nonetheless, you telling the girl, oh yeah, they got such and such on sale, the one with the Olay in it. And so she said, Olay, we sell something with Olay? So black girl steady going, oh yes, girl, come on, baby, you got to get with the thing, blah, 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 blah. Now, instead of you checking these people out so they don't have to witness this foolery, you steady, you done paused, you done gone and picked up a container of this thing that you say got Olay in it. So when you pick it up, of course, me and my child look at each other and look at this damn container. And it clearly says, aloe.
Oh, my God.
So not only have you embarrassed yourself in front of us, because, see, we ain't nobody. We don't care. And that's the same thing I said. I said, boozy.
You got the letters,
she
right?
She got to be dyslexic. You done said it in the opposite order.
Yeah.
So you done said, instead of saying aloe, you done say Olay. Mm-hmm. I said, well, fuck that. She'll be done fuck all the way up the cucumber melon and anything else that got more than two syllables in it. If you can't get aloe, you said Olay. And then had the nerve to pick it up and show it to the girl. Say, come on, baby, get with it. And so she said, that say aloe, and then your comeback, as any illiterate nigga is.
Well, you know, same thing.
She said, child, I'm tired.
Yeah, four little words took your ass out.
I'm tired. Exactly. Woo! Tired. Woo! I'm tired, girl. And I'm talking about, and then the white couple, you know, they got to come in and give you a little bit of, well, you know, that is a company. So Olay is a company, but.
Shut your ass
just
up.
Just stop it.
I would have been like, yo, I would hit it with the mic. Sit your dumb ass down.
Like, and I'm like,
you trying to goddamn make her feel better.
Yeah, you trying to make her feel better.
Jokes off.
Exactly.
Like, hell
this
nah.
This is
how niggas handle that shit. Like, we about to let these jokes fly.
Exactly.
You ain't about
so
to
I was just like, don't use words.
I told you I was in the car one time, and my homeboy was like, was at the damn stoplight. He was over there. He was looking. He was like, Rendivis. Rendivis. What kind of car is that? I said, what you talking about? He said, a Rendivis. What the fuck is that? I said, bitch, that say rendezvous. That bitch called it a rendivis. I said, a rendivis. Like, what the fuck is a rendivis? Because he was like, rendivis. I'm like,
who made that?
I'm thinking like rendivis. Like, Buick got a rendezvous. You know what I'm saying? That's what I was like, what the fuck is a rendivis? Like, I just couldn't.
Yeah, like, what?
So, yeah, man. So, shout out to y'all illiterate, goddamn dyslexic.
I mean, because I know,
man,
I ain't the best. I'm math and science is my thing.
Yeah.
But I'm definitely not running out here trying to say that about no words.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I done messed up.
That jock got you that time.
Don't do that.
Look, our baby was like about 4 years old.
And she just was writing letters. She didn't even know what it was.
She wrote like J-O-T on the paper. And then he was like, J-O-T, that ain't no word. I was like, yes it is.
It's
jock. And she was just so happy because she was just like,
exactly,
you know, because she had put a word together. She had wrote it down.
And I don't even think she knew that.
I don't think she knew either way.
It just worked out for her.
Hell, Jack.
Yeah. I was so embarrassed one time, though. I was talking to a guy and we were reading a book Yeah, we were reading a book together.
Please be pre-germ.
It was. Okay, it definitely was.
You talking to a nigga?
We were reading books together.
Okay.
And
something you don't do. But,
exactly.
But
so clearly I liked him.
Yeah.
I really liked him.
I bought
him.
This nigga a book and she ain't read the motherfucker yet.
What book you bought me?
I bought you one book one time about, you know.
He don't even know. Hey, look, he didn't buy it.
She bought the Michelle Obama book. Ain't read none of that shit yet.
I'm on like page 10.
She done had this book for 10 months.
And I won't probably get past that, but it's the point.
Of
the
don't matter. Read, but go ahead and tell your story none about you less. Reading with some nigga.
And I felt so bad because in the process of us reading the book together, I'm looking and I'm just like the font of the word, it kind of threw me off. Mm-hmm. And I was like, devastated. Mm-hmm. And he looked at me, he was like, devastated? Mm. And I mean, I'm like, I felt so small. Mm. But, you know, my game is real, so I bounced back.
Okay.
But, you know, it just was, it's a word I never forget.
Because every time you see the word devastated, you think about him in that moment. Interesting. Got it. Another word taken from King James vocabulary.
Yeah.
I'll never say that word again. My loser is Jeffrey Epstein. Listen, Mr. Epstein.
Loser.
You got caught on the child sex charges, child trafficking, human trafficking charges. You had your day in court. You was about to get your day in court in June of 2020. And your ass didn't goddamn make it. Your ass didn't kill yourself somehow. They ain't releasing how he did it, but he killed himself. But my inner feeling is telling me somebody killed him and made it look like a suicide before he got to running his mouth and telling all the stories about all these people he knew, because it was you friends with Trump and Clinton and Bill Gates, a whole lot of powerful people you cool with, Obama, all them people, man. So who knows how deep this story went. They made sure your ass got the fuck up out of there. So, you know, you're my loser, nigga, for not exposing these people. But you should have did something. You should have did something. And my other loser, some fucking stupid ass black girl. Like, we don't do shit like this. Mm. Your black ass then put a fucking dog in the goddamn dryer, trying to go viral, trying to be motherfucking bitch. You don't want them fucking PETA problems, because the animal people is on your ass. They don't give a fuck that you 13, 14, or that you a minor. They want to string your ass up. Anyway, she puts the dog in the dryer for like about 10 seconds and take the dog out. The dog get out of the dryer. The dog like, yo, what the fuck is going on? Like, the dog, you know, and it was just fucked up. I mean, I just seen stills of it. I would never watch a video of that shit. You know what I'm saying? But I'm whatever the people say, if they find your ass and they want to string your ass up, man, hey, for stupidity. I think we have to show people that it doesn't pay to go viral sometimes.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? When you try to do stupid shit, you need to get made an example out of. I'm all for that. You know what I'm saying? No matter what color the fuck you is, white, black, orange, purple, orange is the new black, I don't give a damn. You do something stupid, your ass should get motherfucking punished for doing dumb shit. And so that way that would deter other people from doing it. And they'll end up devastated. You know what I'm saying?
Not devastated.
Not devastated. So you're my loser. Shout outs. You got any shout outs?
And you know I do, baby. You want to hear it?
Please, let's get this over. It is hot.
Yeah, so
go ahead and say your thing.
All right. I want to shout out Pam and the fam, the Lunch Crew, the Cause I Said So podcast. None other than my niggas, the Johnson 5, and anybody representing the 912. That's Savannah, Georgia, y'all. I represent my city, nigga.
Shout out to Be Easy. It's all right. GQ Blue, Short T. Rick James, bitch. Ruler, myself. Pepe J from B More. Steph from B More. RT3. Light Skin Kanye. Drew from DC. Gerard in Boston. Shout out to Dr. Brace of everybody, Dr. Brace Network. Dr. Cam, aka Cam's Barbecue. Like I said, I just cranked the grill up one time this whole summer, so I'm a disgrace. I lost my grilling license for this year. I have to reapply next year because I challenged this man to a cook-off and I ain't even cook on the grill. So I'm way behind. So yeah, you got it, Mr. Cam. You got it. Shout out to that disrespectful motherfucking MJ. Shout out to K-Law the truck driver. And of course, Dr. Brasive. You know what I'm saying? Go over there, check him out. Dr. Brasive Network, drbrasive.com. That's ABRACEIVE.com. You know, he family. It's on Nappy Afro if you can't find it. Just put in Dr. Brasive, it'll come up. Shout out to the good brother 12 Kyle. Hey, man, 12 Kyle to 12 Kyle podcast. He just did one about the 80s, bro. Hey, man, he had me goddamn. That was a nostalgic podcast because it was sitting there. Sometimes he was like talking and I was just like, he was like, yeah, and then 12 o'clock, you know, we watch. I was like, wrestling. He's like, wrestling. I was just like, woo. Like, hey, boy. Hey, that 80s episode 12 Kyle put out, dope, man. So if you ain't experienced the 80s but want to experience the 80s, go listen to 12 Kyle podcast, the latest one about the 80s babies. And that'll get you close as you can get without actually being there. Because he broke it fucking down from the cereal to the Saturday morning routines. Just everything, bro. School, back to school, shopping, all that crazy stuff. So check out that. Check out Mr. Talk It TV. He got a new installment of the Talk It. What's it called? Don't let me get it wrong. But go to Talk It TV on YouTube. My dog, Billy D. Braille, Mr. Talk It. He got Talk Your Talk. That's the name of it. And he got a little a podcast, and it's a visual. So, you know, you ain't just got to listen to it. And he does a lot of things with music and everything like that. A shout out to the Something Like podcast. Shout out to the Unpopular Opinion podcast. Rock Be Wildin' over there. They got the dopest intro song. It's like a mixture of the Mary Jane Girls with some up-tempo shit. I was just like, yo, this shit so dope. I just like listen to his show just for the... I DM'd him today and was like, yo, man, can I get that whole song, bro? Like, I need that in my life, bro. That's one of my favorite songs, the Mary Jane Girls, all night long. Mm. I mean, that's not Grand Theft Auto, man. It's just, it made me love that song. Mm, okay. Something
on the night, but I couldn't read a book.
Who? I was. This was doing you, so what you talking about? Yeah, anyway.
I wasn't reading a book with a nigga when I was with you, so what are you talking about?
So what are you talking about? I was playing this game with your... We was playing the game when I was living with you, so what are you talking about?
Okay. I mean, yeah. I don't know. You play a lot of video games that I'm exactly. over, so... Yeah. I mean, at this age, anyway. You shouldn't be playing no video games.
We are kids of the gaming era. We gonna still play them to the day I die, just so you know, okay? Mm-hmm. Anyway. So anyway, more shout-outs. We got... Dragon Lady, we got Amazing App, we got Sleazy, we got Filthy, we got my dog Pigga. Anybody else to fuck with the kid, long way, short way, no way at all. Shout out to y'all. Man, another episode in the books, episode 366. It's hot.
As hell.
I think we had a good show. Rachel show today. Rachel show, 1 to 10.
I say 8.9.
I'm going with 9.7.
Okay.
0.3 off because we ain't got no air conditioning in this motherfucker. If we had air conditioning here, it would have been a motherfucking 10.
Maybe, but I got to take me a good old shower.
Yes, man. So, yes. So, this is the Frocast. I'm your boy, King Germ.
And I'm your girl, Queen Germ.
And don't forget, call the voicemail 347-201-2572. Leave us a voicemail. We'll play it on the show. Don't forget about the Patreon. Don't forget about liking, commenting, subscribing. Don't forget about buying a shirt. We're still having a 1,000 shirt challenge. We like 1,000 shorts. 1,000 shirts short.
Oh, my goodness. So my clothes sticking to me now.
So listen, man. We about to get out this, man. We out this bitch, man. Peace.
Peace.
This is the end of the show. Feel free to visit nappyafro.com for more information. Or not. It's your loss.
NappyAfro.com